So, Rayhan, could you describe to me what you've done so far in your e-portfolio?
I've basically kind of put an outline about myself.
On the homepage. On the homepage.
So I've said what's about me, basically, and like my recent news and what I've done.
And what other pages have you got in your menu structure?
I've got like my favourite music, some of my books, my interests. I've even got like my media work to share.
And how have you shared the media stuff then? You've got photographs and films and things?
I've got different sections, so different pages for each like bit of media, so I've got photos.
Great. And have you done much customising of the template that you chose in Weebly?
I've moved some things around, and I just put a new banner on.
Great. How did you do that? In Photoshop?
Yeah.
Excellent. Was that easy to do?
I mean, if you know what you're doing, then.
Sure. And you do, obviously. Right, okay. okay. Okay, Hannah, why are we making e-portfolios?
Because it's for our friends to know that we've got a lot of techniques, and they know what we're good at and stuff. And when we've got our SaaS, obviously, if you want to do computing regarding IT and stuff like that, you can probably, that could probably be a CV.
Yeah.
A lot of people would be interested in that.
Cool. Okay. And how are you getting on with your e-portfolio at the moment? You're going to have to speak up a little bit.
I've got a couple of videos on my e-portfolio. I've got a bit of pictures as well.
Okay. Can you explain how you got the videos from... Are they on YouTube, the videos?
Yeah, YouTube videos.
How did you get them from YouTube into Weebly then?
I copied the URL onto my pages.
Yeah.
And then I published it onto my my pages.
And was it the URL you copied, or was it the embed code that you took?
The embed code I took.
What's the difference then between copying the URL, the link, and taking the embed code? What's the difference in those two things? Do you know? The URL is a link to the actual page in YouTube, isn't it? What's the embed code then? What does that put?
The embed code is when you can publish on different stuff.
Fantastic. Great. And it includes the player, doesn't it? So it has the media and the player in it. Fantastic. Well done. Okay, Reese, could you explain to me what you've done in the lesson today on your e-portfolio?
What I've done is got other links to about what I like.
You made new pages.
Yeah, new pages,
okay.
And put them all in the same link as well.
Yeah.
To like hide them talking. To continue on. I've done put a video on about my parkour.
What's parkour?
Parkour is like free running, but it's different. Free running is to do your own style, and parkour is to do your own path.
Oh, okay.
Your own path.
And that was a project you did last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And how was that project captured? Who made the film about that?
What happened, we all took turns of like videoing and stuff like that, so it helps out with media as well.
Fantastic. And that was uploaded to YouTube, was it, that video? And you've taken that, like Hannard from YouTube, and embedded it in your site.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you know the pages you made today? You've got pages, I noticed, hidden inside other pages. Why did you do that?
Because it goes with the stuff, like, when it's like my hobby sort of thing, I've put everything in my hobbies, except for having it in loads of columns. I've made it easier to find.
Fantastic. So it makes the navigation easier on the site.
Yeah.
It also means your menu doesn't stretch right across the page, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Tell me about your e-portfolio.
Well, I've got quite a lot of things on it about my work in my Year 11 media.
Yeah.
And photos I took in Year 10 last year.
Great.
And my interests, which are film, like movies and music and all that.
Did you manage to get the music stuff we did last week successfully into the widget from Last FM into your website?
No, I haven't done that yet.
So you still need to sort that out?
I still need to sort that out.
We had a bit of trouble getting the coding for that, didn't we? What we've been talking about today is creating a bookshelf, a virtual bookshelf. Can you just describe how you've done that?